Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Our Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, thanking you, dear God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, dear God, the peace that you brought in us, Father, and bring through us, dear God. We just thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that you look on the Mitchell family in a very special way, Lord. Bring consolation to them, dear God. Give them the strength and the power to be overcomers, dear God. And let their mind be stayed on thee, dear God. We ask that you empower them to stand even in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just praise you right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray for his sake. Amen, amen, and amen. We'd like to also acknowledge Ernest Mitchell Memorial Service will be here Saturday, April the 25th at 11 a.m. here at New Scott Baptist Church. And we're asking your support to them. We have two sisters here today, and we're asking for your support. And we thank God for you and asking that you will give your heart to God and let him direct your path, because that's the only way you're going to make it. I know sometimes we think about our strength that we have, but it's going to perish. Your strength going to perish. We need to depend on God and his holiness, his complete holiness, and follow after his word. If we follow his word, we won't be condemned. Now, that's what the word says. I know we've got different opinions. That's why I tell you all the time, keep the opinions out of the church. You don't need the opinions in the church. Keep them out, outside of the church. I don't need your opinion. You don't need mine. Have only God's word in the church. Say, all good things come from above. So let's keep it like God say, and we won't have no mess up in the church. I know people say this, in every church you got confusion. That's because the devil in there. If the devil wasn't in there, wouldn't be no confusion. You keep the devil out of here, ain't no confusion. Ain't nothing but peace and love and joy and patience in God's house. And we need to keep that in mind. And thank God for you, all of you, your attendance and your love for one another. And God wants that from us. You know, I look at TV all the time. I watch the news. I'm a newsman. And I see all this craziness and stuff that's going on now. And it gets in my spirit. It's in my spirit. We want to talk about the sports, the basketball game, the football game, all this stuff, and the things that's going on right now in our present, in the midst of us, we won't even address it. And God sent us into it didn't say Scott Island, in all the world, and to preach and teach, tell men to observe all things that he command us to say. And lo, he said he'll be with us always, even till the end of the world. And when people talk about you, come against you for telling the truth, accept it. The Lord told us we're going to go through trials and tribulation. So we got to accept it. We got to address these things to secure our community, secure our government. We got to address these things. If I come up here and mess up, the whole city of Alexandria is going to be on me. Rev, I didn't know you was like that, Rev. You ain't no good. You just another. Everybody going to be lying on me. So why can't we just tell the truth in the sweetest way that we know how and address all situations according to God's will? He told us, you don't need to come tell me. If I'm a Christian, I'm walking in the way of God, why come tell me something? You don't need to tell me nothing. Go to the ones that's not here where I am and address them. We got to be real. We got to be real. It's time out for playing. If you get on me, get on them. The word is the word. God said he changed not. If he come in to judge Israel, what about us? We know better than them. So we need to today to learn to love everybody we see with our eye or hear with our ears. We need to learn how to accept them as children of the King, of Jesus Christ, our God. And it bothers me when somebody tells me I can't get along with somebody. That's the biggest lie I've ever been told. There's not a human being on earth I can't get along with. Because if it's somebody danger I'm scared of, I'm going to still get along with them off distance. You know, I'm going to show them I love them off distance. Ain't no such thing me I'm going to have grudge and all against them. No, that's not. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Christ. I ain't got no business with this foolishness in me. If you can't get along with me, something wrong with you. Not me, but you. I try to walk everyday life where I and enlighten the Spirit of God inside of me that everything I do, I think of God first. And I don't need no cause of stumbling. I come too far to start stumbling now. God has blessed me too much for me to start stumbling. And I recommend to you to don't stumble. We got the word here to keep us from stumbling. Just go get the word and live by the word. The Bible says no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit of Christ. But we Christian, we're supposed to be walking in the Spirit of Christ. Shouldn't be no condemnation in us. Nothing but peace, love, and joy. And we thank God today for you all. Today we're going to be coming from the book of James again, the 3rd chapter, 1st through the 6th verse, and I'm going to read that to you, and we're going to walk through it in slow, intelligent, divine way, that you, when you leave here today, you'll know what I had to say. From the book of James, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 through 6. And this is not a transcript. This is God's holy word. See, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able to browse the whole body. Behold, we put bits in a horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of force winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whatsoever the governor listen. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great thing. Behold how great a matter a lift by kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it dwelleth in the whole body and sitteth on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. My God, that's giving you the assurance that if you let the tongue get it the way it want to do, you headed to hell. I'm talking about what the book say now, and not what I feel. I ain't need no feeling. I need to have the joy of my salvation inside of me, that God and lead and instruct me in all ways of righteousness and of truth. When the Bible say, my brethren, that means the body of Christ, the bloodline of Jesus, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's inside of me, and it leads and guides me. And the Holy Spirit don't never make me lie. It don't never put me in an uncharged position. It always govern me in the right way, the right thing to say, the right duties to say, how to approach a brother, how to approach a sister, and it don't make me exalt myself. See, I don't need no exaltation. God been lift me up, and he gave me what to go by. If I stay in the line of Christ, I'm going to be all right, y'all. You don't have to brag on me and holler about great pastor, this, all this. That's unnecessary to me. Let me walk in the light as Jesus is the light. I should be trying to be like Jesus, not about no other preacher on this earth. I don't desire to be like no preacher. And it got great preacher, better than I ever be. But I don't desire to be like him. I figure God made me, and he can show me the way. And I don't need nobody else now. I need to anchor myself in Christ Jesus. And when the Bible say brethren, that means the whole body of Christ, the believers in Christ Jesus, that's the brethren. We need to know that. The brethren, that's the family of God. Now watch what this say. Be not many masters. Oh, God. I worked 38 years and 5 months on the railroad. Many people got hired. The first week they come, they're telling me what to do. You know more than me already. You just come to the job. Don't be many masters. Don't know everything. Be calm. Be the meek spirited person that God made you to be. And say, many master, look, I'm a truth teller. That's all I can say. I'm a truth teller. I don't lie on nobody. In the church, today's church, they got members in the church want to run everything. Want to run the lights, the air condition, whatever you say in church, you want to run everything. What you need to wear. It's in the churches. It's the Bible. They want to be over the choir. They want to be over the deacon board, over the usher board, the steward board. Everything. They want to be everything. The Bible said don't be no many masters. Where much is known, much is required of you. And I ain't talking about just being required. I mean, you got to do something. You just can't chatter with your lips. You got to do a faithful work in Christ Jesus. As he said, see, when you run, if I got a brother in this church or a sister in this church want to run the whole church, then all this, whatever people do in the church, going to be held against you. You got to give an account of it. You got to give an account of it, not me. I'm teaching you the truth, not what the words say. It's off my back. You're the best alto singer, you're the best tenor singer, you're the best baritone singer, you're the best lead singer. Ain't nobody else got sense enough to sing like me. Something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Jesus said, I has no respect to person. Why should I exalt you above myself? That make me look stupid. I got to condescend to a low estate where I treat everybody in moderation or according to the word of God. But we don't like to do that. We like to put our opinion in. He said, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. When you know all this and you got to govern all this, you got to give an account of this, give an account of that, give an account of that, and then what you going to tell God? Lord, I'm sorry, I got out of my place. The Bible tell me stay in the vocation in which you were called. Stay where you was called. Why you want to go in another man's territory? Stay in your own territory and perfect your territory. Get it where God pleased with you. Then you can go elsewhere. The Bible tell me every man had a gift, but you can desire other gifts. So when you get to where you didn't perfect your gift, sure, you better come help me out where I'm weak at, or else you're going to be condemned by the word of God. We got to be honest, truthful with ourselves. See, when you take on all this, you're going to be judged greater than me. I say I'm a servant of Jesus. You say you're Lord, you're doctor, you're this, that, and the other. You got to be judged harder than me. You're going to be judged harder than me. If I just make it in, you ain't getting in. You got too much on your back. You're carrying too big a load. I'm reminded when Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, talked to Moses and told Moses, said, Moses, you're going to die. You're going to kill yourself. You're trying to take care of the whole Israelite tribe. You need to get some men, pitch some men over different situations in charge of different situations and tell them to govern and Moses, the weighty matters of this thing, bring them to you. We ain't want that no more. I'm deacon so-and-so. Whatever I say, that will go. As crazy as the road is, I'm telling you. I'd say this, I'm deacon so-and-so, and my brothers, my heirs together with me, when we make a decision, we live it by. That's what we ought to be saying. When we make a decision, this is the church protocol, and this is what we're going to do, and all the deacons ought to be on one mind. They should think just alike. Ain't no one deacon got more sense than the other deacon. That ain't scripture. We got to come together in the unity of God's spirit. We got to love God, love one another. The Bible says you come under greater condemnation because you know everything. I'm afraid of people. I'm serious as I can be. that know everything. God knows I am. I'm afraid to death of them. I remember I used to hear church people in my early days in life, in my ministry. They used to say, God say this, preacher. God say this, preacher. God say this. God say this. And they ain't never tell me nothing. I said, I wonder why he ain't telling you everything. Why he ain't telling me nothing? He called me sanctified. He keeping me, but he won't tell me what to say. Something wrong with this business. Well, Pastor, I don't know why he ain't telling you, but he told me to tell you this. And I found out later by getting in the scripture, he told you a lie. You lied on him. He didn't tell you no lie. You lied on him because he ain't tell you nothing. You the one going around here lying about what God told you. Whatever God says is in the book. It's in the book. And we got to start living according to the book. My everyday walk of life should identify who I am. It should identify who I am. I don't need to come to church. I'm Dr. Lionel Smith, I'm Bishop so-and-so. I shouldn't have to say nothing like that, especially around the people that I govern, the people that I'm overseeing. I should never have to call myself, I'm Reverend Smith. I look like an idiot up here telling me I'm Reverend Smith. And I've been here all my life with you all. My name is Lionel Smith. That's what my mother named me. In regards to what you call me, it don't elevate me or degrade me at all, because God got me in his hand. He got me. He got me in his hand. So I'm not looking for a greater condemnation. I'm looking just to get in and to please God, for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I've been faithful a few things. Come on here, I'll make you rule over a minute now. That's all I'm waiting on. You ain't got to brag on me. You ain't got to pat on me. That done messed a lot of men up on this earth. You're patting on them, trying to go ahead, brother. You're taking your hands and popping them with it and all that, and they think they just getting down. That's crazy. Hitting me on my shoulder ain't putting nothing else in my heart. We got to understand God. He said, for in many things, we're for in all. Good God Almighty. We can get up in the church and tell the truth, but how you tell it makes all the difference. I got to know how to approach you to tell you what's going on. That's right. I just can't come in here until the scripture say so-and-so, you're going to run people out of the church. That's right. You got to come to their protocol where they're standing and start where they are, then lift them up and bring them with you. You don't stand on top of the building and holler about what you need to do. You need to do this, you need to do that. I come up in the church where all the preachers are doing just round back and hollering, hey, any good? We save you. I come up under there until we got Reverend Rupert Taylor here at this church, and he taught me through principle, through the word of God, through the way I had to live. You don't need to brag on yourself. You need to just live the life of Christ. And that's where I come up. I didn't come up. I had a Pentecostal church right down the street, and they were just exegetical. I mean, they were crying and hollering and jumping all the time. And he said, boy, you ain't no Christian. I said, huh? I ain't no Christian because I ain't cutting flips and all that. I'm a Christian just like you. I believe the same Jesus you believe. We believe the same one. We're going to accept the same one. We talk about the same one. Why I ain't no Christian? Because I don't cut no flips. Well, I never got along with them people. And I wasn't going to buckle to them. My pastor didn't teach me that. He told me to be straight, straightforward. Whatever you say, make sure it's in Scripture. And that's all count with me. He said, listen to what the word says. If any man offend not in word, what? The same as a perfect man. Now, Lionel, what you mean? I go around here hearing preachers to tell me, ain't nobody perfect. Why you say stuff like that? Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is also perfect. Stop going against what God say. If God say you're perfect, when he clean you up, he clean you complete. He don't leave nothing in you when he clean you. He take everything out of you. You're a new creature in Christ. The old things are what? Past, all things become what? New now. Why you keep hollering? Oh, you know it's a growing process. It is. It's according to your will. How you accept Christ. How you want to be like Christ, or whether you not want to be like Christ. He say, when you offend not in word, you're a perfect man. I don't care who you are, what condition you're in. If I can't come to you and talk to you and not run you out of this church by being crazy, I ain't no preacher. I ain't nothing but tinkling cymbals sounding brass. I got to get to where you are till you can receive me. And when you receive me, I'm going to start from Jump Street with you and live by precepts and examples of what I want you to do, what you need to be doing. I ain't got to go to come into church and say, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. That's what the law did, and it couldn't straighten nothing out. It only got straightened when Jesus come and gave himself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We got to understand that. We got to understand that. He said, then you'll be a perfect man. That's what the book says. Now, I'm not adding nothing to it, taking nothing away. He said, then you're able to bridle the whole body. God knows. If I'm living what I preach and I'm walking in what I teach, then there ain't no condemnation in me. Care what you say about me, I'm still all right with God. God's still saying, go ahead, son. Keep on. That's what he's saying to me. Go ahead on. But when I start coming here and finding faults in you and telling you who you're not, you ought to be doing, you ought to be doing this, you ain't saved yet, you get filled with the Holy Ghost, something wrong with me. Because I've been there myself, and I should know how it goes. You first got to get saved before you get the Holy Ghost. You got to get saved before you receive the Holy Ghost. Say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? I ain't never heard of it. That's what we shout down in the church world. We shout in the church world, but we get the Holy Ghost before we get saved nowadays. We get the Holy Ghost before we get saved these days now. Used to be you had to get saved first, then receive the Holy Ghost. Now today, we got the Holy Ghost and have never been saved yet. And that's according to man's theology. He say, if you get the power, see what's inside of you governs you. If you got a demonic spirit in you, ain't nothing good you can say about me. All you're going to see is evil in me. Because you got a demonic spirit in you. Demonic mean devil. You got a devil inside of you, you can't see nothing but devil work. But when you got the Holy Spirit inside, you can't see nothing but good work. And good works going to follow you everywhere you go. Whether you're in the street, in the church, the good works going to follow you. You identify by the Holy Spirit of God. But we don't see it that way. And God is instructing us in every way. In other words, I don't care what you come tell me, I'm going to stay led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to still let the word govern my life. I can't let nothing else. I meet slick people. Y'all don't think I meet slick people every day? I meet them slicks every day. Rev, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Rev, you need to do this. You need to do this. You don't need to do this, Rev. You don't need to do this, Rev. I had them tell me, say, look, you study too much. You read the scriptures too much. You got to have good sense. I said, well, I ain't got good sense then because I'm going to stay in the book. I'm going to stay in the book. I ain't got good sense. I ain't never had good sense. Because I ain't going to let you tell me nothing unless I can prove it in the word. And your spirit that I had family members told me, the Lord told me to tell you if you give me $75, he going to bless you double. I'm telling you what God loves. I gave him my last $75 and almost went hungry the next week. That taught me some sense. Stop going on what the Spirit told them and look, go what the Spirit told you. You live by what the Spirit tell you, not what another man say. That's why the church out of whack now. We listen to too many people instead of listening to what Christ say. Now watch this. He said we put bits in a horse's mouth. I'm a country boy, y'all. Y'all forgive me the way I act stupid and stuff like that. Act like I don't know nothing, all that. I ain't trying to know nothing. I'm just trying to know Jesus. If I know Jesus, I got enough in me. He said, you put bits in a horse's mouth. Now, bits is a steel thing that you put on a bridle and put it in a horse's mouth. Trying to explain it to you best so I know. I'm a farm boy. I got to know. And when you put on the bridle, wherever you want the horse to go, just pull back a little bit. And he going to turn the way you pull. What are you saying, Smith? I'm going around and telling you I got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost teaching me what the Word say. And I disobey the Holy Ghost and go my way. Then when I go my way so far, then I get in the jam. I start, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord. God save me. Help me, Lord. God strengthen me. That's the only prayer I know now. Because I need help, because I wouldn't put myself out there and didn't let the Holy Spirit abide within me. You see, you put them in the horse's mouth. And everywhere the horse go, you turn them the way you want them to go. And that's what the Holy Spirit is want to do to us. It want to lead, guide, and instruct us to all ways of righteousness and all ways of truth. And he said, you govern the whole body. I just don't, when I get saved, I ain't just saved from stealing. I'm getting saved from thinking evil. I'm getting saved from how I dress my brother, my sister. I'm getting saved from not lying on folk. I'm getting saved from not getting these little clique groups and get all these unsanctified ideas and opinion together and share it among the flocks of God. No. If I'm saved, I'm saved. I can't go around you and tell I'm saved and still lying. When I'm going to stop lying? I got to stop lying if I'm saved. It's a whole turnaround. When I get saved, it's a whole new creature. The Bible tells me a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things what passed away. Behold, now all things, not something, all things has become new now. And see, I'm able to govern my whole body and the body now. If I walk in the light, as Christ is in the light, I can tell y'all what the Bible says. Y'all follow me in Scripture, and you're going to obey. You ain't got no problem with it. But when you want to project your stuff, you got a problem. The Jews was God's chosen people. And the Jews got in a condition where if you didn't be Jewish, you was a castaway. And nobody wanted to listen to that, nobody but Jews. And that's bad. You're the only one in the church got sense. The preacher got all the sense. I ain't read that nowhere in the Scripture. The preacher, the only one that holy in the church. I ain't seen that nowhere in the Scripture. The preacher, the only one in the church got the right to speak. I ain't see that nowhere in the church. The Bible tell me on the day of Pentecost, all 120 people brought utterance and working miracles and conditions in the church. That's what the book says. Now, y'all believe this or not? In the church today, we all confess that we are the children of God. We need to walk like it. We need to walk just like we're children of God. And when another brother or sister come up to you with some foolishness, I don't play there. Simple as that. You ain't hurt nobody's feeling. I don't play there. You go talk to somebody else about that brother, that sister. I don't play there. That's my brother, my sister. I'm not going to talk against them. That's where we got to come with Christ. If I'm stronger than you, I ain't going to use my strength on you against you. I'm going to get down where you are and tell you this is the way that I come through it. I don't know how you come. God got different ways of bringing you through it. I don't know how you come through it, but this is the way I come through it. And I start depending and crying out to God, and the Lord start delivering me. Now, this is my way. You don't bring everybody the same way. And then if I bring you with me, then I'm doing you good. But if I just stand on top of the building here and holler about you need to do this and you need to do that, I ain't nothing but a hypocrite. I've seen a lot of them in this life. Just stand up and tell me what all I need to do. They ain't nothing but a hypocrite. And you got to bring me to where I'm coming. Bring me and teach me by precepts and example of what I need to be doing for the Lord. When you do that, you govern by God. The Bible goes on to say, it's simple, too. Say the ships, not one ship, the ships, which though they be big, I say some of the ships, I hadn't seen the bigger one. I said some big as a football field, I know. Big ships. and it got a little 12 or 18 inch steering wheel in there. And I don't care how hard the wind blowing, wherever you turn that ship, it go in the direction you turn it in. It's governed by what you do to it. And the Holy Spirit is inside of us. We run around here, holler about, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch how you talk to your brother. Watch how you talk to your sister. I'm going to watch how you, when somebody say I'm hungry, how you tell, call a meeting, let's call a meeting and pray over. Don't you do me like that. Don't ever do me like that. If I ain't good enough for you to say, if I'm standing in need to say, I ain't good enough for you to say, let's go to the deacon seeking. If I'm changed to get Smith something to eat, I don't want you around me anymore because you of the world. The man hungry, you tell me, let's pray. I'm serious, y'all. I'm hungry. My stomach hurting me. And the deacon going to come up to me, let's pray over it. Don't do that around me. I'm telling you, I go off. Y'all don't want to see me go off. I go off in a second. Don't do that around me. Go in your pocket. Tell your pocket who's trying to help somebody. Then you're going to please God. And then if you can't come up with a necessity, then you go to the church. Always go for, remember, you're up to church. The church inside of you. And you don't need to go around here begging people, tell me I need you to help me to do, No, no, you do the first, be the first partakers of the fruit. I'm always telling you to give while I don't give. I noticed this. I said, thank God it must have heard my prayer. At the Citywide Revival, I see now what they're doing. They start coming to the preachers first. Bring the bucket to the preachers first. I said, that's so much in order now. They used to get everybody else around the preachers standing up there like they big devils, big dogs. And everybody else giving all their money. They're getting up there begging. Y'all give me some. We ain't met our budgets yet. Now they can take the bucket to the preachers for you. Y'all hear me? At this church, I lead in my giving. I lead in my giving. I ain't going to tell you to give, I ain't giving first. I refuse to do that. I refuse. Any monk, I don't care what you say about me, I refuse to tell you to give a dime in church, and I ain't gave the dollar first. And then thank you, Lord, for bringing the dollar up. I'm tired of these deacons and these lay people putting a dollar in the service. I'm tired of that. That's not Christianity. That's the world. You give everybody all this, and you give the church $1. Huh? $1 to the church, all the church, where they brought you from, what they taught you, what they're doing for you, and you put a dollar in the collection? How you do that? Then I'm setting a salary for this church to pay me, or I won't preach. Where'd that come from? I ain't seen that in the scripture nowhere. The church obligated to take care of the pastor according to the Bible. If they've been born again, they already know that. I ain't got to keep telling them that. You've been born again, you ought to know that you're obligated to take care of the pastor. And Smith, what you mean? My car note, my gas bill, my house note. I'm talking about what the scripture say. My house note. My going from this place to that place there. My clothes note. Keep my clothes clean. Buy me a suit every week or whatever. Whatever. Everything under the pastor. When you see these pastors come around with a new suit every week, their congregation taking care of them. Because some of them ain't worked a day in their life. I don't mean no harm. I'm telling you what I know for facts. They wear a new suit every month. Not every week, but every month. They have a new suit on. That's good. I thank God for that. Because I remember when I ain't have no suit. I ain't have no shoes. When I graduated out of high school, I had to got another guy's suit and his shoe to graduate in. And God is my witness. We were just that close. I said, man, I ain't got no suit to put on. Oh, yeah, you got. I said, no, I don't. You got one. Come go home with me. Took me home and gave me a suit. And then I Negro strutting. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. And every time I look at what the Lord done, I say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Lord. So if the live wheel can turn a whole ship with the wind working against it, what about the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit can open the Red Sea up, open the Jordan River up, huh? And then build an altar and let the devil go all day cutting himself trying to get to see what God gonna work, and then the man of God to dedicate to God in God, he gonna come and dig a trench around the altar and pour water in it. Put a double portion of water in it. Put the water up on the altar on the sacrifice, and then the man of God just kneel down and say, Lord, he been all day talking about his God. I'm asking you just soft and sweet. Send a little fire. And the fire came down. Now watch this now. It caught unless something stupid. The Bible said lick the water up, lick the altar up, everything up, just dried everything up. Even the dust. God licked it up to show his authority and his power. And then you gonna tell me to say amen. Ah, don't you do me like that. No, don't do me like that. I'm so ignorant, I ain't got sense enough to tell the Lord he brought me out of a pit and put me up on a solid rock, and I can't say thank you. We need to come to ourselves. God showing his authority and his power now. And he went on to say, even so the tongue is, Lord help us, it's a living member. It brags on everything. Now watch this. I mean, everybody know that I used to play sports. And I was pretty good. I ain't bragging, my record speaks for me. I was a pretty good athlete. And when I hear people say, that bad boy, I go, boy, yeah, I put air on my chest. That bad boy there. I mean, you can't help it. That's just human nature. That bad boy, and I just got stuck on myself. I know I'm bad. Look here. Look, I'm big. Even got the scouts coming down. Professional scouts coming down to check me out. I know I'm bad. Then the principal get up and say, look, y'all ladies better go and get your education because that's a millionaire there. I say, Lord, look at even the principal bragging on me now. I know I'm a bad boy. But it can go to your head. That's why I know don't brag on me. I might be falling a weak womb where I think I'm better than you and not along with you. You see, the tongue, a little member, a little bit of boy, it talk about great things. If you notice this, don't nobody ever cut themselves down but church folks. Church folks are the only people cut themselves down, and they don't really mean it. They just saying it in front of you so you won't see they bragging on something. That's the only people who ever cut themselves down, church folks. They get up and say, it ain't about me. By the law, man, you ought to stop lying like this. It's about you. It's about you. Because if you don't straighten up and fly right, you're going to hell. It's about you converting your life and doing what God say. You don't do the work. Because the only one who can do the work is God. But you like to be lifted up. I went to churches, now, and we're almost through. I went to churches, and I heard preachers say, you didn't acknowledge me. For what? Who are you? Who are you to be acknowledged? I mean, I've seen that with my own eyes. In the church, in the pulpit, you ain't acknowledged me. You ain't nobody. Why you want to be acknowledged? You ain't Christ. I'm a minister, just like you, Bev. I ain't asked nobody to acknowledge me. You can't humble yourself like I am and just be who you are. If somebody else lift you up, you don't lift yourself up. It's all right if I speak a good word about you, but don't you speak a good of yourself. That's called hypocrisy. You're putting on a show. You've been to Los Angeles, California, to Hollywood, and you caught on from Hollywood. But when you're real, you let your work speak for you. You let God work through you. Let the Spirit edify you. Let the Spirit lift you up and cause the joy to come in your life. The Bible says, even so, the tongue is a little member, boasts a great thing. Behold, how great a matter a lift I can. Let me say this. Y'all ain't quite old as me right now. Let me tell you something. I've seen in the church where the preachers want to fight. I said, that's a bad example to me. I'm a young preacher, and these preachers are settled-age preachers, doctors and all that, want to get up in the church and fight. What in the world? What the Holy Ghost said? What in the world the Holy Ghost said? You telling me about I need the Holy Ghost? What the Holy Ghost said? You want to fight in the pulpit in front of all the people? Yeah, but it ain't about that, Rev. It's about respect. Oh, ain't no, you don't need no respect when you're acting like a fool. That little tongue can edify you in the church. Then they call you to drop your head down as well. It'll condemn you, convict you, and put you on the ground, make you feel like you ain't nobody. You'll leave here. I done seen grown men, baby, leave here crying. They didn't respect me. You ain't got to respect me. I respect my own self. I respect myself. I ain't worried about what you say about me. If I listened to what folks say about me, I'd be crazy. I'd have been in sentence for years ago. Because the devil don't speak no good things of you. And everybody in the church, y'all hear me, don't jump on me because I might go back to my old way. Everybody in the church ain't fixed. You got some people halfway there, some on the road to get there, but some of your Holy Ghost fear people say something out of line and run them out of church, and they ain't been back since. That's why God say have knowledge and understanding above all. Have to get the wisdom of God. No, y'all can't fear. I could fear within me when something ain't going on right. Y'all don't feel like that sometimes? I could walk in the church and I feel some unrest. I don't know what it is, but I know it shouldn't be in the church. And when God put the Holy Spirit in you, that's what it's there for. Keep you from running astray. Keep you from up here to my, I thank the Lord, see. You don't think nothing. Know what he say. Know what he say all the time. And listen to what he say, and they're going to keep you right. But if you don't do that, you're going to be in trouble, y'all. That little tongue can it'll build a church up, then it'll tear a church apart, the tongue. I think about it all the time. I go everywhere. I've been all over the United States, called myself singing. I've been in groups all my life, and I took care of these groups and did whatever it needed to be. I did it myself. And when we have groups here, and I'm serious, when we have groups here, y'all didn't know, I'm letting you know the first time. I go in my pocket and sponsor all these groups. Listen to me good now. Ain't many people going to do that. I know it for a fact. I go in my pocket and sponsor these groups. And then when they come up, they say, this is the way the contract reads. 1 hour before we get on the floor, I need my $3,500. I was at Peabody years ago. Slim and the Supreme Angels came. And Slim wouldn't get off the bus. And they pushed me up. I don't know why they pushed me. Go talk to Slim, see why he's still on the bus. I go in and say, man, what's wrong? We waiting on you in the show. He said, bring me $3,500. I'm going to get off the bus. I said, man, come on here. And I went back in. It hurt my heart. They asked the people, they already paid $25 to give me $10 more. $35. And it hurt me to my heart. I was almost crying in tears to go and ask them people for more money. I went asking for money. We took it up. I took $3,500 of Slim. And look what he did to me. Going out of my way, going against what I believe in. He got up, come up there and sung one song and started another and say good night. I mean, what it made me look like a little dummy. I'm up there begging the people. They didn't pay $3,500. He'd get up and sing a song and a piece and say good night. Look what that put me in.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us. Have a Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. A morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1.